Prince Charles, the heir to the British throne, has announced that he will marry his longtime partner, Camilla Parker Bowles, this spring. Their royal romance has been complicated by the fact that Camilla is divorced, and British media report that when Charles becomes king, she will not become queen. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has our story from London.
Will he or won't he? Britons have been wondering for some time if Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles would eventually tie the knot. The two met at a polo match in the early 1970s and have been close friends ever since. So close, in fact, that Prince Charles's first wife, Lady Diana, called Camilla the Rottweiler. She described the situation in a 1996 interview.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
After Charles and Diana divorced in 1996, many Britons blamed Camilla. Some British women even pelted her with bread rolls in a supermarket. The pair started to appear in public together after Diana was killed in a Paris car crash in 1997. So far, Britain's leaders have closed ranks in support of the Prince of Wales, Charles's official title. Charles's mother, Queen Elizabeth II, offered the couple her warmest good wishes, as did Prime Minister Tony Blair.
It's very happy news, and when the Cabinet heard it this morning, they sent congratulations and good wishes on behalf of the whole government.
Opinion polls show that about a third of Britons support Charles marrying Camilla, but the majority either disapprove or just don't care. Talk to the crowds outside Buckingham Palace, and you can hear just about every sort of opinion.
Got no time for him at all. He was a cheat. How were those boys ever going to get over what happened to their mother?
I personally couldn't really care less. I think the monarchy are a bit of a joke, really.
He's bloody stupid. He's supposed to be the future king. Doesn't give a good example to the rest of the country, which I think is absolutely deplorable.
I'm quite happy for it to go ahead. Doesn't bother me at all.
Public opinion is against Camilla becoming queen. This has clearly been a factor in the intense negotiations between the government, the monarchy, and the church that royal watchers believe took place before the announcement. When Charles becomes king, he will also become head of the Church of England. Church rules have loosened up a bit, but they still oppose divorcees remarrying after having adulterous relationships with each other, something Charles has admitted. Dr. Rowan Williams is the Archbishop of Canterbury.
The Church of England has guidelines on these matters, which the Prince of Wales, as a loyal and committed member of the Church of England, has accepted and agreed with.
So the compromise is that Charles gets to marry his old flame, but she can't become queen, and instead of a religious ceremony at St. Paul's Cathedral, they'll settle for an intimate civil ceremony at Windsor Castle. Camilla will now become the Duchess of Cornwall. Following Charles's coronation, instead of becoming queen, she'll be officially referred to as the Princess Consort, which, as one British commentator pointed out, is just a fancy way of calling her Mrs. King. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.